Yeah, Carter, where do you think we should start?
We can quickly touch on just Biv 57, which is Botto and the Noble Pepes. Currently, I am taking it like a snapshot, but I believe that should be going through, which is nice to see. I'm just taking a look really quickly. Oh, yeah. He's been passed. So, I guess Botto will be participating in the Notable Pepes series. There's a couple more specific things within the BIP itself, so I highly recommend people go look at it. There's a little been some discussions in the Discord as well, so again, highly recommend that people take a chance and look at the BIP and read how Botto will be participating in that. I think it's a super fun initiative for us to do. Botto hasn't done that many collaborations in the past. We've done one with Ryan Koopman. We've done the meme card as well. So I think adding another collaboration on top of it that is fun and a little bit more relaxing, I think, is going to be quite fun. And we've seen a couple of Botto's pepes in the past with historical polywag or poly. Forget the name of it, but the piece that sold for quite a few ETH, and also another one that I think, I forget who collected that one, but it's the one that's on the V2 website.
There are a number of them on the V2 site, and there are a number of artworks that are sold for more than a couple of ETH.
I'm not really narrowing it down, am I?
No, not too good. Much. You remember which period?
I think it was Rebellion is the one that I'm thinking of, like the one that's like 20
ETH. Historic political plowing.
Yes, that one's the one I was thinking of.
That was distinctly like Pepe-esque, wasn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit more Kermit, if we're being fully honest. But I think it was the first time that we've seen something frog coming out of Botto, which is interesting, and we've just adopted it as Botto's first pepe, which is fun. Other than the pepe, Notable Pepe's BIP, we shared a little bit recently too that we will be extending Botto's P5JS exploration indefinitely. So super easy to get started, p5.botto.com. We've been creating Botto in creating P5JS pieces, and a lot of them have been quite amazing in my opinion, but I'd love to see more people put in their votes. There's kind of two ways to influence the pieces. You can vote up and down or upvotes and downvotes, but then also new with this as an exploration is being able to give feedback to Botto with natural language and it being able to understand that and evolve the pieces as it sees fit with those as well.
Yeah, I mean, so Seabrace popped into one of the office hours a couple of weeks ago, and we spoke about P5 a little more in depth, and he gave her a number of feedback points. I think one of them, which has stuck with me the most, and I relayed it to Simon, and I think Seabrace has posted it also on DAO chat, it's the immediacy of seeing your feedback in action. So as opposed to waiting an entire round to understand what types of iterations Botto has made, it's a question of, are we able to get Botto to show it faster, right? So there's more consistent permutations of output rather than the cadence weekly shift, and then you can see the descendants and all the parents and that family tree. I think that's very interesting as a takeaway. It calls into question, more broadly speaking, Botto's round process, and something I flagged to Seabrace, I'll call him Connor. Something I flagged to Connor was that the rounds allow us to embed the existing VP system, whether it was in reset form or consistent generation, right? There was a clear kind of like cutoff period. And then we introduced the cadence of weekly auctions and the leaderboard day, etc. When you eliminate that idea of the concept of a round, it challenges a lot of those taken for granted things that we all, as DAO stewards, just accept and understand as part of the process. I'm not saying it's wrong at all, don't get me wrong, but it is a very interesting thing to explore. So I just wanted to flag that, but it was a great call out from Connor. Something that I don't think we have spoken about in town halls was lowering the minimum staking requirement for rewards I think Sonny Burt mentioned that irrespective of what value it is, where it's set at, it's arbitrary to a degree. And I think this is flagged that it's to mitigate civil risk, which understandably having a minimum stake value, that is really the case, especially when you can generate VP outside of just owning and staking the token. I'm all for a reduction in minimum requirement of stake. Verox has all data, which I think they shared in Discord, I think natively just in the ideas channel, showing that it wouldn't really affect the distribution of rewards as is. Most people who qualify for the minimum staking requirement are all voting from what we can see. So then it's really a case of how does that shift over time and is that something that we monitor? But I think directionally, if we are going to imprint ourselves into the base ecosystem, lowering that threshold is sensible. It makes the project more accessible. It makes the narrative of earning ETH rewards more accessible and open. And I think that might theoretically be a blocker to just growth and continued participation of a DAO member. Right? Lowering that threshold, that staking requirement, I think is a measured move. But I think we need to put that into proposal format in the near future. I don't know if you have any thoughts on it, Garner.
Yeah, I feel like it's a big change to how things are currently. I know when it was proposed with the Botto Gets Base stuff that I was a little bit more, I wasn't really for the idea, although I'll admit I've come around to it, thinking a little bit more about Base and how we want to push in there and build a little bit more of a impact on Base. I do think, you know, lowering the minimum token staked for rewards is a good move for us to get people in, get people voting, and get people paid for their contributions. I think it is a major step for us. Although I do think we could do it without it needing to be part of the Base plan or the Base idea. And I put the challenge out there, welcome anybody, like, write the BIP for it and give some examples. I know Vero has provided some statistics out there, and I honestly would love to see a BIP come from the community around it. I think it's a great one to get started or to give a little bit more input as well.
I mean, you're also working on a proposal, aren't you? I think that's important to flag maybe before anybody goes ahead and writes it. Maybe you can give a bit of context for that.
Sure. Chubby and I had been talking a little bit about how do we incentivize DAO members to create BIPs that are meaningful for Botto. And the idea came of making a BIP that would fund people for, or reward people for their successful BIPs that they create. I think we're ready to, I'll probably publish it today, get a little bit more ideas and a little bit more opinions, but I think it's in a really good spot. Yeah, at its core, extremely simple, but it's just create a successful BIP, it gets passed, you get rewarded for your contribution in that way. So maybe wait before writing the BIP for the lowering tokens until we get this one passed, and you can get a little bit of a reward for doing so, but you can get started now with writing it if you want, but hopefully we'll be posting that today.
Yeah, I think it stems from a number of earlier conversations we've had as a DAO, right? And this is just a small added context that I think we can provide. And I think something also applicable is a conversation I had in a DM with Sync once was about wanting to participate more, but then not necessarily being incentive to do, right? Obviously, there's the goodwill factor and the intrinsic motivation, because we all love Botto and we all appreciate the DAO and where we're at, and we just want to see ourselves improve, right? But having that additional kind of small stipend as incentive can go a long way into forcing DAO members who want to take action, who might not necessarily know how to take action, to take that step beyond just sharing an idea on governance discussion. So why we've reactively added just an ideas channel on Discord, and then lo and behold, many DAO members are popping in ideas, and these ideas have a home and continued isolated, well-nurtured conversation, right? So I think introducing an incentive system, something basic to start with, is a very measured approach and probably a very welcome approach to many DAO members. I assume there will be a lot of support for it. But yeah, curious to see what you've written, Carter, and giving us a baseline to really kick off that conversation.
Yeah, I see that Sync joined. I wonder if Sync, you have any takes on this, or if you're joining in to talk about something a little bit later. Sorry to put you on the spot.
Hey, yeah, do you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah, loud and clear. How you doing?
How are you guys doing? Yeah, I wouldn't mind writing the bit for this minimum stake reduction. That's actually something up my alley, because that came up during the, as Carter mentioned, it came up during the Bado Gets Based discussion initially, and actually also commented on an ideas thread, I think from another community member. I noticed something that was interesting, just looking at some of the recent governance proposals that have gone to Snapshot. In 56, for example, I think if I counted correctly, there were 21 unique voters. And of those 21, I believe 4 had about roughly the minimum stake that is required for active rewards eligibility, what, 20% of the participants in that vote, essentially. So I just extrapolated from that, even though relatively speaking, their voting power was not strong, right, versus the others that voted. It does indicate that I think we would also see, in addition to this greater distribution in terms of training inputs for Bado, we'd probably see a lot more engagement and governance too. I'd be happy to write that, no problem. And then I don't know if now is appropriate. Do you think it's
clear, based on what you've just said, Sync, do you think it's clear to DAO members that there's no minimum staking requirement to participate in Snapshot governance? Just as an aside.
Oh, that's a good question. I think so. I've actually seen some Snapshot votes where people with only a couple hundred Bado have voted.
But yeah.
It's not frequent, but you do see it from time to time. So
I just noticed in terms of frequency of voting on Snapshot. Obviously, I think the more contested Snapshot proposals have seen far more votes, but that might be a very clear signal as to size of initiative or belief in said initiative. I don't know, but I think that you can probably hypothesize a number of reasons in terms of just Snapshot activity in general. But not everybody wants to play governor, and that is something I think we as a DAO should understand. Contribution of ideas is something that everybody, I think, wants to participate in to a degree. Some are also just here for the ride and for the voting with the artworks. So
yeah.
It's something for everyone.
Just a couple thoughts. One, I definitely don't think, like, when you look at the context of the stake, a lot of it was to help with Sybil protection against retroactive rewards. And there's other reasons, like some of those secondary effects of pushing people to get a minimum sized bag and skin in the game. But I was just looking, this was towards the end of the first of Genesis period when we put that in. And the token was literally at the bottom of 5 cents. So that was $100 USD equivalent when that was set up. And we're well past that, over 10x. And I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons, is that that number was set with that about approximate USD amount and ability to acquire Bado. I don't really think the minimum stake to vote on Snapshot. Another secondary reason is if there's too many small holders and they're getting really, you're distributing ETH dust, it's not even worth it to claim for them and you're diluting the rest of the rewards. But Base, I think, solves a lot of that. I think it's prudent to keep that minimum amount, but like 100 to 200 Bado seems to be the right amount rather than 2,000.
Yeah, I generally agree with you there. I think we're all thinking 100, 200 Bado, at least from the conversations on Discord. I've seen that number. Well, those two numbers floated around quite a few times. But yeah, this is a course correcting for current state of play and where we are today as a DAO, right? I think we all acknowledge that. So hopefully we can all rally together and agree on something sooner rather than later. And I'm not sure if it was you, Carter, or Sync, one of you flagged that, hey, maybe this is not strictly to do with Base, right? And there would be not, it would be unwise to pair them or parallel them into the same proposal, and I agree with that. I wouldn't. I think they're separate discussions, albeit tangential. If we are going to target a much broader, more active user base on base, then I think this is one mechanism, one lever for us as a DAO to pull. But I'll leave it at that. I think it doesn't move far beyond that.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Separate BIPs.
Carter, what else do we want to talk about? I know that we have Repsol in the audience, and Repsol actually posted an idea, I think, the other day about adjusting the VP, the bot voting system for VPs. Maybe he can, they can hop on here and give us a bit of a primer, and we can jump in on that and have a discussion. I don't know if Repsol is here available.
Hello.
Nice to
hear me good.
Nice to finally, yeah, it's nice to put a voice to the avatar. Welcome.
And so thank you for letting me speak. And sorry if when I explain things are not clear, because English is not my first language, so I might be able to not explain everything perfectly. So maybe you want to re-explain to people to make that understandable.
Yeah.
So the base thing is, actually, if you go a little bit to the past, I was not actually very happy the moment that we switched to BP reset every week. So this is why I started to think to a different voting system for VIPs, because it's gone now, so it doesn't matter. But just to make it fast, I was not agree with that kind of reset, because to me, I cannot commit every single week to vote. It can be work-related, or maybe you just forget, or something else can come up in the normal life of everyday people. And so you basically lose points for that, and you lose also rewards. So as investor, it's not really, how you say, optimal. But at the same time, I understand the other cause, which says there are some people who accumulate these points to make a big decision and try to change some voting situation with the art we're talking about, with the pieces. But yeah, now that's it's working. I'm fine with that, so it doesn't matter. But that was my main disagreement with it. But anyway, so the voting system basically is trying to solve the situation where it's basically the same as what you have in a normal voting system in a democracy. Nowadays, like, people don't feel like their vote doesn't count anymore. It's, yeah, you can go vote, nice. Like, you're equal to rich people, to anybody. But in the end, does it really matter? And most people nowadays, they think that doesn't matter. So that's why a lot of people, they don't go voting. Especially in my country, like, at least half of it, they don't vote. Because they don't feel any difference going or not going. So we have to find a balance where there might be, we need to open up a spark in the common investor, especially the base investor, which can be like a guy who put $100, $1,000, or whatever. But at the same time, I understand the need to satisfy the big investors, because we live in a capitalism world, so I understand it's like you put a lot of money and it's normal that you want some power, right? Like, we're not babies. We understand this fact. But we need to understand, we need to make a system that make the normal people feel they actually make a difference. And at the same time, we need to give enough power to the big holders in order for them to stay in the project. But at the same time, we cannot give too much voting control to them, because now we have this issue, because it's an issue, like, maybe it's not in, how you say it, in the small VIPs, or in not in the major ones, but if 30 people vote and 29 are small older and one have a lot of money invested, this guy can simply overturn the voting power of the 29 small investors. And this is just a fact. We can see it. So I try to come up with this system, which is 1-7 or 1-6, based on how much we want to like lock the system. And you get a voting power, one point for each requirement you get based on the rules you apply on these VIPs. And also it tries to fix a few things that make engagement or make you want to do different kind of investments. For example, you can either, to get your first point, you can either invest 1,000 USD, which I understand it can be like a basic investment for the average guy, but there are still people who cannot afford to invest $1,000 for a startup project like this one. So maybe you want to have a pipe, which is now short of what, $50? I don't remember. $100? I don't remember now the price. If anybody
I think it was like $150 to $200 in ETH value, give or take.
Okay, so it's relatively very low compared to $1,000. So maybe they want to buy a pipe, so they can still vote. The pipe maybe will go higher in price, so it's like a double investment. You get a voting point, but at the same time, you make an investment. It's a win-win for the low investor. But moving to to the second point, if you own a piece, you get another point, which is like normal because you invest enough money to buy a art piece from Boto, you deserve a point. And then you have big investors' points. I made like a few numbers, but this can be readjusted to our needs. Like if we have a discussion about this, it can definitely change. But I figured after you reach 25K, which can be a little high at the moment, maybe it can be 10K, I don't know. 25K USD, you get the second point. And then I thought about doubling up every time, which is it will become not 50, but 75, because you put the double plus 25. So it will be 75, then double again. So you have 150. Hold on, I don't remember. Hold on a second. Let me check again. I don't remember exactly. Sorry about that. Yeah, it's 75K, then it goes double again, 150. And then the last one will be 500,000, but these are just like theoretical for the moment. But they can be lowered. I agree to that. I can agree to that. But yeah.
Sorry to, I don't need to interrupt. Just to clarify, right, this is strictly related to voting on improvement proposals on Snapshot, as opposed to
Of course,
VP system. Right, I think audience only, just to clarify.
Yeah, this is specifically for VIPs. this is a system just to vote VIPs, not art.
I think that's important to flag. I see you've written down it will not affect Botto's voting system, right? It won't affect how people convey their preferences to Botto in how people spend their voting points, how people generate their voting points. Maybe to circle back, and I think, Simon, you might have a couple of comments and thoughts on this.
I just make a last comment?
Absolutely, sure.
I just want to say, like, all this system can be connected to the other VIPs or the topic that you are discussing about the lowering the minimum amount of staking. But I feel they need to be connected in some way, because the people, they maybe want to stake in order to vote, but at the same time, they need to feel a part of something. So you can lower something, okay, it's fine, and you can give them like the power to vote on the art and everything else, but you also need to give them this feeling of like you're doing, like you're voting for the community, like you need to vote because it's important that you vote. If you understand what like I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I understand. The EU lobby for that all the time. I think every democracy lobbies for that to get all their constituents and such to vote, right? So that's sensible. One thing I wanted to revisit was something that you initially mentioned at the very start, where you miss out on the ETH rewards because you may not have enough time in the week. So it's a disincentive for you to participate, and or there is no incentive for you to participate, right? But I think flagging that is important because irrespective of whether you tie it into your voting system, right, lengthening the way in which you can accrue rewards, I think is something that the DAO can and probably should consider, right? That mechanism of come in and vote every single week and ensure you're an active participant, I think is an important message to send to DAO members to understand life gets in the way. And it might be necessary to recalibrate those expectations in some way, shape, or form. So top of mind, I'm thinking to incentivize users who may not necessarily have enough time to participate intra-week, but maybe intra-week, between weeks, we could look at retroactive rewards, which is a mechanism which we removed, I think, as a DAO. After the second or the third period, I don't know if there's a Botto historian in the audience, but we were distributing Botto rewards, Botto native, so denominated in Botto tokens, to voters who would display certain actions. And then subsequently, their voting power would increase because they were active participants. And they weren't necessarily bound to voting each and every single week. I think that was one mechanism that we rewarded people on, right? You can probably check forum.botto.com and check out the retroactive rewards and see what the behaviors were that we flagged as a DAO. But that seems to solve some of the issues that you believe have surfaced, right? That disincentive mechanism. Simon, I don't know if you have any comments or sync, but it might be worth chiming in.
Yeah, there's a lot. Right? There's just like a lot that we've talked about in different forms about the voting system. And I think just to give the backdrop of where we've landed overall. And I think that this generally applies both to BIPs and to voting and rewards. And at different times, and I'll mix in, I know this, you've focused on proposals, but we've also put in stuff about, I'll add in stuff about rewards too and general voting points. We've taken different angles at how do we address the long tail. And I think that's what this really comes down to. Right now, it's a plutocratic system. You can buy governance power. And we started with logarithmic voting point generation. So the more you voted, or the larger stake you had, you have this flattening curve of voting point generation. That was one which got discarded because one, it disincentivized larger holdings, and then also pretty easy to sibble, right? You just make another account, spread your voting power around. You know, if you're going to have large holders, you might as well just have it be transparent rather than more opaque. I think we had retroactive rewards, which was another attempt at giving ways for people to be rewarded that avoided sibble. And part of that was basically saying you can do a bunch of different behaviors, but we're not going to reward those until the end of the period. And the thinking was, if we saw something being really badly gamed, we could vote for different categories that didn't include that one that looked like it was gamed. So the DAO would vote across those categories, and 25% of rewards. So it was half of the rewards going to the voters were through this system. And I think it did work pretty well. But again, there was a real risk of it didn't seem to be as clear cut in how it would prevent sibble, and there was a big push to deprecate it, and so we deprecated it. I think the other driving factor here across all these things is also simplicity. When it comes down to having a system that can develop organically complex behaviors, the simpler the system, the better. If you prescribe too many things, you prescribe a more narrow path that is just less optionality for things to organically develop. Now, I think we have a super complex organic set of behaviors? I think it's okay. I would say it's easy to take for granted the set of behaviors that we have. One unlock, I would say, is say like delegating voting power. That creates a market that people can then say, hey, I have a large holding. I want to distribute more of my voting power. And then you can create different markets or incentivize different kinds of voters in that way. There's some complexity in setting that up, and we haven't done it yet, but that's a big one. Maybe a precursor to that is what I think is a balancing factor that we've relied on. And that balancing factor is that even though it's plutocratic, you can buy up governance power. The purpose of Botto, the entire Botto depends on a distribution of voting power to maintain its autonomy. And if there's two, if one voter is over-exercising their hand, that is a risk. That is a threat to Botto's autonomy. And hopefully large buyers know what they've bought and are disincentivized to do that. And I know plenty who are very conscious of that, and they try not to over-exercise that power. I would say that I think we've seen some examples of individuals dumping on a few pieces that really push those pieces forward. And then you have a battle between whales. And I think that there's been some call outs and in discussion about what's the point of, do I have much incentive to vote here? Basically, what we're set up on is this counterbalance of plutocracy with Botto's need for autonomy. And I think is a very interesting theme just over on a meta level of how that plays out in the real world and Botto reflecting that. And this tension between also do larger holders have, can they have a sharper point of view that maybe pushes Botto in more risky ways in art that can be really valuable versus maybe democratic consensus leading to more mediocre outputs because of a democratic average. So those are all, I think just to give that long backdrop of all these different considerations. Personally, I really do think that we want to create more ways for the long tail to engage. That's super, super important. We want a lot of people to be involved. I think one thing that we've seen as well is there's a lot of people who are happy to participate that don't need the reward. They're just happy to participate. I think a factor that is missing is, and this has been a theme across a lot of the discussions today and in the Discord, is earning your way in, earning your way to a larger governance stake. And with things like DAO contributors rewards or paying people for BIPs, that's a very direct way. You're quite literally giving them governance power for their contributions. I think that needs to be more robust, and that's very important so that it's not strictly what kind of capital you had before ever doing anything with Botto that determines your governance stake. There can be other simpler things, I think, as well, where, say, you can claim your rewards in Botto, right? You built your Botto governance stake. That's a little bit more of just a reinvestment scheme, so not really covering what we're talking about here. And something that I think is very important here is badges. And very similar to what you've talked about, which is identifying certain kinds of behavior and rewarding those. I would say badges, in my mind, those lean more towards VP as opposed to BIP proposals. I don't know if I haven't really thought about how to articulate why. I just noticed like I've leaned more towards giving boosts to VP for training as opposed to boosts for BIP proposals. I think that generally because whenever you introduce things like this of being able to earn your way in, you're introducing a game, and those things can be gamed. And that's literally what we're asking people to do in some ways. But there can be these risks of that being gamed by unaligned actors and being sibbled. My view has changed a bit in terms of sibble. I think that based off of what I just said, right, you are inviting people to game it. And so long as that gaming is aligned, I think it's acceptable. I don't think you can control perfectly for sibble. And so I've also personally have become more open to it, to some kind of quote-unquote acceptable level of sibble that allows us to open up the design space. The fundamental blocker is proof of personhood in terms of one person, one vote that makes sibble really hard to protect against. And then I think, I'm just giving a lot of context. I don't necessarily have a direct answer here. The one other thing I'll mention is that I like that, Repsol, you proposed testing this out for BIP proposals that are maybe not, there's a set of proposals that are not covered here for a rollout. And I think it was like non-major decisions of you and Encryptus were both mentioning things like community related topics, UX upgrades, maybe even collab approvals, but would exclude things like budget or economy, VP specifically. And I just to sum up, I would say I think that the plutocratic system is simple and there are actually real thematic strengths to it. And I think that it be in that simplicity and alignment and counterbalance with Botto's autonomy, I think it's actually quite robust. So I don't know if I would aim to do away with that fundamental system so much as how can we create ways for the long tail to yeah, as you've said, feel a part of it, get engaged. I think badges really help with that sense of like leveling up and being recognized for your contributions, just on a reputational level, but also quite literally earning your share of a vote. And I think that's really key and extremely useful for the pipeline. The question is just how do we do this in a way that is fun and not so complicated that people just don't even know where to get started? And that I think is really key.
Yeah, I think you've opened up a tangential kind of worms there when it comes to how liberal are we in terms of distributing VP for certain behaviors, right? Like Krepsol's idea is really isolated to the idea or the notion of voting on snapshots, right? You've extended that idea. I think it's a valid extension to more broadly the system and VPs and mechanics of voting, because that has been flagged in DAO discussions on Discord. Right. I think notably that pink backdrop face that Encryptus, I think he shared it in the curation channel, which received 1 million downvotes. Right. And then all of a sudden, certain voters feeling disincentivized to engage. I think that is a very relevant topical discussion. And that's why I think we're bridging that gap between what Repsol's proposed and just other things happening in the DAO when it comes to VP. So I think it's a discussion worth continuing. I think one way to approach this is also to look at the way in which snapshot strategies are set up with other DAOs. And if I'm correct, and I'm not sure whether I am, a lot of DAOs default to one token, one vote system because it's the cleanest, as opposed to there being, I think, a continuous push and pull between like logarithmic snapshot strategies and the one token, one vote strategy.
There are personhood, like one person, one votes, but what you get into there is just much more restrictive ability to enter because of all these kind of other needs for making sure you are who you say you are and you're not sibling.
Yeah. Yeah, that I completely understand. I think it's worth just investigating as still though, understanding the pitfalls of implementing one system over the other two snapshot strategy. I do think very important, it's something to flag. I mean, I think it's nicely to Repsol stuck to his whole idea, earning your way into governance power. I think flagging that is incredibly important, and there are very overt ways into which you can earn governance power, right? Either through a decentralized contribution, something that pops up as an open task, or whether it's Carter's initiative to reward successful proposals, right? Or re-exploring retroactive rewards, whether that's through a badges system or just purely just flagging behaviors and rewarding people with FODO, and then they are earning their way a larger governance right. I think there are mechanisms to explore here. I don't think we should bury the discussion. I do think it touches upon a lot of topics. And I think it also touches upon the base topic, which is something Repsol flagged as well. A little earlier on in this conversation, right? That incentive to come in and participate, that feeling that they are able to come in and make a difference and continue to make a difference. Yeah, I think really good conversation. You know, Repsol, I hope we've done your idea justice in covering it in this town hall. I understand it can be a much lengthier discussion as well.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Only maybe when time will pass, so we can rethink about stuff, and maybe if you guys or anybody who's listening have like changes or alternative to the BAP I'm proposing. But at the same time, I want to keep pushing the thing that we need to try to find a general system. For example, my voting system connected to other things that might connect all together. Because, yeah, you might want to vote like only on the voting system about this thing, but we need to at least collaborate between all the people who try to push a BAP on changing part of the system. so we can align all our BIPs together, make something like more flowing. I don't know if it's understandable.
Yeah, I think systems need to work in unison, right? Systems need to be cohesive and changes need to be made with considerations of what else will be changed, if anything, together, right? I think it's very important. I think it's a good thing to need to flag, that's all. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so it's anybody who's trying to push other things that are connected to my BIPs or anything related, maybe we can try to exchange discussion or whatever and try to make something aligning.
Yeah, a bit of a call to action to that. If you guys, anyone wants to hop in and participate in the ideas or has an alternative idea to propose, right, that if you hop onto Discord under the general category, there's an ideas channel, and the topic is new bottle voting systems for VIPs. If anybody wants to hop in and contribute, there have been a number of us who have been talking about this on Discord. We'd love to have your input.
All right. Okay. I gotta go, so it's been a pleasure. I'll see everyone.
Appreciate having you on. Thanks, Repsol.
Yeah, no problem. See ya.
Cheers.
Yeah, it's that time.
We've run out of time. I think I know you wanted to talk about protocol and liquidity and maybe offer an introduction to the two bucket approach. I need to head off. I think the bottled out building that protocol and liquidity, we should be looking at putting it on Snapshot fairly soon. I think the discussion has taken its natural course, if I'm correct. I don't think it's too contentious. I don't know, I think feel free to interject at any time.
Hey, Juby, yeah, real quick. Yeah, for the increasing protocol and liquidity discussion, we've had some good feedback there. Suggested keeping active rewards at 50% and adjusting the treasuries cut to 30%. I'll just leave the door open for people to comment on that. I can see some advantages to doing that, especially just for the two-year duration of this proposal. Assuming the DAO doesn't continue on after 2 years, it would just revert back to the 50-50 split or whatever the DAO decides at that point. And then real quick, also just for the two-bucket model, Mario pointed out something that was interesting that I wasn't aware of. Token trackers like DEX tools, they actually track liquidity that's locked via locker apps such as UNCX. And so instead of burning the liquidity, I'm thinking of modifying the proposal to just incorporating for the permanent protocol and liquidity bucket to just have that on a UNCX locker that enables eternal locking. The advantage of that is with an eternal lock, it would essentially be burn liquidity, but the benefit is the DAO would actually have access to the trading fees because UNCX's eternal lock option is with Uniswap V3. And so I think the way Uniswap V3 works is it bifurcates the liquidity provision versus the trading fees that accrue. So you can actually collect the trading fees. So the DAO would have access to that trading fee revenue, albeit it's not going to be maybe a significant amount in the short term, but over time it could accumulate. So unlike sending it to the zero address, we would have no access to the trading fees. So that's all I wanted to chime in on, and I'll continue the discussion in the Discord.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Sync. Okay, I think we should round off this town hall. There were so many topics that we wanted to discuss, but for lack of time, we only managed to get through a few. Appreciate everyone hopping in. Looking forward to all the proposals that are flying through the DAO, all the ideas that are circulating. And yeah, catch you all next time. Thanks, everyone.